This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States has called on North Korea to act on its promise to give up its nuclear weapons and said the world, including China and Russia, must continue to enforce sanctions until it does so. Speaking at the United Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un needs to keep two agreements he made in a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do. It's not very fancy, but it's the truth.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters there had been 89 violations of oil sanctions in the first 5 months of the year. She said the United States had photographic evidence of ship-to-ship transfers. Haley complained that China and Russia had blocked a U.S. move this week to halt all additional shipments of refined petroleum products to North Korea. China is Pyongyang's closest ally. Authorities in Missouri say 17 people died after high waves capsized a so-called duck boat with 31 people aboard Thursday night. As AP's Rita Foley reports, one woman who watched the tour boat sink in Branson, Missouri, is talking about the deadly incident.
I prayed and I cried.
Jenny Carr says she knew the tour boat was in trouble.
Just really, there wasn't nothing you could do.
The wind was rocking it.
He kept sinking down in the water a little bit. The waves went over the top of it.
What was she thinking as she saw it go down?
I'm sad and I want to help, but I can't help. I don't know what to do to help.
She shot video as the boat disappeared underwater. The video played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Duck boats are based on a World War II design and were used to transport personnel and supplies over both land and sea. The six-wheeled amphibious trucks were first made in the 1940s. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his New Jersey resort after a tumultuous week following his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen says he secretly recorded the president discussing a payment to a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump a decade ago.
The New York Times reports lawyer Michael Cohen secretly recorded Trump discussing payments to Karen McDougal 2 months before he was elected president. The former playmate says she had an affair with Trump in 2006, which he denies. The report says the FBI seized the recording during a raid on Cohen's office as it investigated his business dealings. People familiar with the probe tell the AP investigators were also looking for information on payments to McDougal. Current Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani told The Times Trump did talk with Cohen about payments to McDougal, but none were made, and says the conversation shows Trump did nothing wrong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel has carried out what it called wide-scale airstrikes and deployed tanks against what it described as militant sites in Gaza. 4 Palestinians were killed on Friday. Israel's military said it struck 8 Hamas positions after its soldiers came under fire by Hamas militants. It later said fighter jets commenced a wide-scale attack against Hamas military targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The militant Islamic Hamas that rules Gaza said 3 of the Palestinians killed were members of the group. Gaza media reported that gunmen had fired mortars toward the border. More than 135 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since border protests began anew on March 30th. Thousands of people took to the streets of Baghdad and other cities across southern Iraq on Friday, demanding better public services and jobs. In the Iraqi capital, protesters gathered in central Tahrir Square and tried to remove barbed wire on a bridge that leads to the Green Zone, where the government is. The security forces fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the crowd. In Najaf, thousands demonstrated carrying placards and Iraqi flags, urging people to join, and called on government politicians thieves and robbers. In Basra, where demonstrations turned deadly last week, demonstrators gathered peacefully outside the local government building. The government maintains that the protesters' demands are legitimate, but says infiltrators and saboteurs were behind violence that left at least 9 people dead and nearly 60 injured. On Wall Street, all 3 major indices closed down slightly after President Donald Trump said he would consider tariffs against $500 billion worth of U.S. imports from China. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.